Dear Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to voice these requests, many requests, to thee and for thee. To answer, we ask thee, Lord, thou wouldst be with those that requested this, these matters. Give them grace, give them strength to endure whatever they are enduring presently. And Lord, also answer their prayers in the way that thou canst, in order to answer to solve the problems that they possess. If it is not possible to solve all their problems, give them the peace that passes understanding. Give them salvation if they're lost, and have them to know the Savior that loves them and died for them. They may have everlasting blessings in heaven and comfort on this earth, no matter what sorrow, what disease, what problems they may have. May you bless our ministry here as we look at the work Scripture tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I'm in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. For those who are listening to us, we're glad that you have you here. Give us a call at 856-261-9018, or give us an email. Questions at bftbc.org. Glad to hear from you. Questions and comments, just simply say hello. Right, in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, we begin at verse 12. Well, let's back up a little bit. One verse before that, verse 11. And read 11, 12, and 13 together. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I certainly found the things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know right, but then shall I know even as I also am known. And now by this faith, hope, charity, these three, for the grace of Jesus' charity. Right in verse number 11, there's an illustration of what we've seen before. In a few verses ahead of this, how many things will pass away when the Bible is completed? What are the things that are mentioned in earlier verses after that?
Prophecy.
Prophecy is one. Tongues.
Tongues,
that's right. Yes, Gary, go ahead. Gary Peterson. Faith.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, friends.
And
time. Well, thank you, Faith. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, one of the four things, real quick, for the Andy.
Brian.
Okay. For Brian. All right. Thank you, Faith. Yes. What are some of the things that have passed away when the scriptures have been completed 90 to 100 AD here in this first chapter? Yes. After that.
Knowledge.
No, it's soulful. Okay, what else? What else has passed away in these scriptures? No, I'm sorry, what's happening? Tongue. Tongue is another thing. There's another one. Mention here.
All faith?
No.
I don't know what your question is.
What are the things that passed away yesterday?
Prophecy.
Prophecies, all right. One more.
I think that's your answer.
He said, knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So in verse number 8, tongues, prophecies, tongues,
knowledge.
Full knowledge. There's just three. There's another four. Prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Just three. But, so now, in verse number 12, or verse number 11 rather, it says, when I was a child. What is that referring back to? What's it called?
I think what he
comparing a person to the church,
mm-hmm.
and when He was, when a person is a child, they speak in a childish way. They don't have logical thoughts that aren't coherent. But I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. So in the same way, when the church was a child, it had these spiritual gifts to demonstrate that, you know, this ministry was of God, and now they're going to put him away because the church is becoming a man. It's getting the completion of the scriptures.
Yes, temporarily, yes, or like a baby saying, "No, yes, but."
I never thought of this the child being the church. I thought it was Paul speaking about himself, and then we as believers can.
Well, it's not an illustration, really.
It's an illustration like when a child is young, and he first grown up, you know, he does certain things that are, so as we say, childish.
Mm-hmm.
And when he becomes of age, he puts away those childish things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know a lot of people, once they become of age, they no longer play cowboys and Indians, you know, they no longer do all these other, they don't play that anymore, and he says anyways, but you know, they'll play with their Legos, you know, they'll come with the trains and all these different things he used to play with as a child. All this stuff's put away, and then they forward doing things that are not childlike. Because the canon of scripture completed, it's an illustration of the church. These things are very rudimentary things, so that the church would have time to grow up spiritually, and it becomes full growth and completion of the growth when the canon of scripture is completed.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, it's an illustration of the picture, a picture of something else, using one sort of a, talking about one thing that really applies to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And in this context, it's clearly talking about spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's really any debate about that.
Was spiritual gifts permanent or temporary?
Temporary.
They're temporary. These are listed here. There are nine of them all together.
The sign ones.
Sign gifts. That's right. Other gifts are fine, but... So these are the childish things, and what word shows in verse number 12, or number 11 rather, that these gifts are no longer with us? What's the phrase that is used? When it became a man, what happened? Any answer
that? I put away these childish things.
So when the scripture is complete, now you're 100 years, all these things went. So that's interesting. Then in verse number 12, what is meant by now we see through a glass darkly? What does that first part of that verse say to that?
Our understanding is somewhat vague.
All right.
And that may also mean that there's a lot about heaven that we do not know because that hasn't been revealed to us. We come to the Lord in faith and we have full trust in him, but not everything is perfectly clear.
Yeah. All right. Questions at bftbc.org, rate 56261-9018. It was a call to comment, I'll hear from you. And so, you see through a glass, darkly. That's it.
It's the uncompleted canon of scripture. We're looking at the canon of scripture, so it's not completely, it's a little bit foggy. And so that's why the spiritual gifts, the sign gifts were needed until that glass became less foggy.
Less foggy.
Became clear.
Yeah,
well, when we're very first saved, we don't know very much about the Bible. Most of us, unless we've been taught as a child before we were saved.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of our talking about the Bible, all of our communication with other Christians is all very childish compared to a seasoned Christian. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong. In fact, it's very sweet to see a new believer be awakened with the things of the Lord.
Yes. Yes, Brandon Walls. Go ahead, Brandon.
Verses around it. This was also, I wonder if it could be analogous to the word, because, you know, as a child, I like candy a lot. Play foods, you know, Jell-O and Sunny Shades and that kind of thing. But as I got older, I realized it wasn't nourishing. I needed the smaller foods. So, like, you know, I needed the King James Version. I couldn't go back to, you know, silly stuff. I remember the first time I went to get a Bible. I thought, well, I can't understand the old language, so I'll just get the New King James Version. And, you know, that was years ago. But I'm kind of relating what this verse 11 says to food, you know, and the nourishment we get with the King James Bible.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Marlon. That's very good. Thank you for calling. That's great, Marlon. Great, Marlon. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's very good. We appreciate that. And if you want us to call, give us a call, 856-261-9018. Or questions at vftbc.org. Yes, Pastor Dan.
Today's new Christians today do not need sign gifts to aid in understanding right. The Scripture, the completely canon of Scripture. Mm-hmm. So they can see clearly. Mm-hmm. It takes a while for them to grow spiritually, but nonetheless they can grow spiritually and mature without the sign gifts being present.
Okay. I'm just looking at this phrase, we see through a glass darkly, and it reminds me of, is that the verse? Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Verse 12?
Yeah, okay. And I was thinking of 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And that reminds me of James 1:23, which would clearly indicate that this is the Word of God. Mm-hmm. For if any man be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
But he so, let me go to the next verse. Mm-hmm. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed in his deed. So, you know, it seems pretty clear that it's the Word of God.
Yes. All these temporary sign gifts God used before the Bible was complete. In order to inform the people of God, when 900 AD came along, the whole Bible's complete. That's what we need. And now we have people in the various churches, whether it's charismatic, Pentecostal, faking these gifts. They're no longer here. But they fake and they say, we've got it, we've just added the Scriptures and taken away from the Scriptures. That's horrible. God says, don't add to my word, don't take it away. It's finished. It's complete. So these are things. Questions at vftbc.org, 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Glad to hear from you. So then, in verse number 12 at the end, I know in part, then I shall know. And when will that future, you think, take place? When I shall know. Any answer to that? The then. When will we know what God wants?
When we're face to face with Jesus.
That could be face to face, that's certainly part. Yes, absolutely.
When we're looking into the perfect law of liberty.
That's right. When we're looking into the perfect law, the Bible is completed. We see it in a glass darkly, but here we face to face. One part, then we're showing you as I know. So that we'll know what is that given.
How do we know that we have the complete Word of God? How do the people decide this was the complete Word of God? I can understand the Old Testament story, but the epistles and all that, they were letters.
Mm-hmm. Well, they determined some of these letters, like in the Apocrypha, they not say this is the Word of God. They don't even mention it. It just tales, their history, pictures and so on. But the Scriptures have been appreciated, they've been acted upon by different church groups. They've concluded that these 27 in the New Testament, 39 in the Old, are the words of God. And they argue back and forth. Many of them didn't like the book of James or whatever. But it was finally decided, this is Scripture, tells us the scripture, and nothing else should be added. Of course, Revelation says this is the end. All these things have been finished.
Jesus also promised to keep his word, and it would not pass away.
Yes.
Until the end. We can rely on that. So that's how we know that we have the complete word of God.
He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not never pass away. How many places is that found in the New Testament? Huh?
Oh, I had a question.
Oh, sure. How many times? Three. Where are they?
Matthew, Mark,
and Luke. The very same words. Thank you. Paul?
Doesn't he say, his word that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not return to be voiced?
Yes. That's right. Exactly right. Yvonne?
I never thought about this too much until lately. But how people, if somebody wrote a letter, like if Paul wrote a letter to me, would that be scripture? Or would it only be scripture when he wrote to a fellow pastor or something? How do we know that it's scripture?
Well, we have the scripture. We believe that it's been recorded. We have the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek originals, and it's just the people have accepted it, and we've accepted it as well. Just by faith, we accept what is given to us. It's complete. Yeah. Bill?
Every word of Scripture comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
If Paul was writing a letter to Mrs. Waite, then the Lord would have dictated it to Paul, and Paul would have written it down.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be Scripture. But if Paul were simply writing a letter to Mrs. Waite, that would not be scripture.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But that's a question many people ask. How do we know we have? It's a matter of faith. It's been completely analyzed through the centuries. The first century when the Bible was begun and completed to the present time. There have been arguments about it, but these people have decided this is it. And this is what we accept it. That's all by faith. But people have battled this for many centuries, and they've come up with 37 books, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 in the New. Yes, Bill.
Isn't that the providence of God?
Yes. Could be providence of God. So, then in verse, one day I will know him as I know him when I see the Lord, of course. Then in verse 13, there are three things. What are the three things that abide? Not tongues, not prophecies, not these nine special scientists. And Bill, and then 10.
Faith, hope, and charity.
Okay, 10.
Okay.
How would you define each of those? Faith, and he has that faith.
Well, that's Mrs. Peterson, isn't it?
That's faith, that's the name of Rhea.
The question is that faith, or is it just faith?
I don't know whether that's a Greek in the article or not. It could be. If it's the faith, that's most of it's the article. Body of Christ, body of doctrine, absolutely. Okay, let's see what the answer is here. Yes, David Howell from South Carolina. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. I just wanted to get a little bit more, if you have any more information on the last part of the reading, where it says, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Yeah, any explanation on that as far as
contextually
with this chapter, I would surely appreciate that.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Dave. Let's wave to Dave Howell over there in South Carolina. Rebecca.
Yeah.
Rebecca, absolutely. Thank you. Any comments on that relating to? Any hands on that? Mm-hmm. Well, I would relate it to Dave that this way. We see through a glass record, then face to face. If that refers to our being with the Lord in His presence in heaven, we know in part now, we'll know even as I have also known. And we will know fully. We won't be perfect, but we'll know, we should not be like God. We'll know much more than we know today. As I am known. Right now, we've been known by the Lord. His omniscience and omnipresence. He knows what we are, our thoughts, our words, our actions. And we will know Him, and we shall see Him as He is. And we'll know a lot of things about heaven because we'll be in heaven when the Lord calls us home.
Well, I thought we understood that to be
when the scripture was completed, we would see through, right now we're seeing through Blessed Jeremiah in the context, times before the canon was complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then face to face, when the scripture, if when we're looking into the perfect law of liberty,
mm-hmm.
Looking through a glass darkly, is that.
It could be.
Because I know the charismatics take that verse and they say, the seal shows that this is when the Lord, when you see the Lord, when the Lord returns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the Lord comes, or when, you know, in the eternity, this is when this verse refers to, and then they take the whole context that's referring to that. So, in other words, the tongues aren't going to pass away until heaven.
But we counter that, do we not? The idea, when that which is perfect has come, and it's a neuter, it's not when he is perfect.
I know,
when
but what I'm trying to get at is, isn't this verse also in that same context? I mean, is it possible that when I, but then I shall know, even as also I know. Because we know, if we have the scripture, we know the mind of God.
Yes.
Which, without the scripture, we don't have the mind
of
God.
That's right. So we know as we're known. That's a possibility. Surely, scripture does give us wisdom. Hey, Rob, go right ahead. Let's turn how to get this.
Instructions are on.
Rob, are you there, Rob? It says cancer, custom. Sorry, can't talk right now.
It is, there should be a.
Says I'm on my way, can you call me later?
There's something that's just the. Can you click up higher?
Higher?
And then just answer it, I guess.
Missed call. Open. Phone. Yes, Rob, right ahead. It's funny. Scripture, but also the face-to-face could also refer to when we see the Lord, we see him face-to-face and be like him. We know in part, but we'll know even as I am known. Well, we'll know all of God's Word wants us to know by in the Scripture. Not everything is there that we know, but he wants us to know, he's got it written down. So that's even as I am also known, because he knows us from the way back, even before we were saved. He's omniscient and knows everything, your thought, word, deed, and action. All right, any other comments on verse 12 before we move on? We've got verse 13. Yep, that's it, sir.
Okay,
the three things here. Faith, is the absent, the article is absent.
Okay.
And then you have the poem or the saying, the new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed.
That's right.
This is here from Maine. Well, Pastor Waits, any more greetings to you and all our BFT church family. Thank you very much for tonight's Bible study.
That's from
Carl Vicky.
Carl Vicky. That's the way to call Vicky up. We appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for listening.
You come see us, Vicky.
Yeah, come and see us sometime when you can. Who knows? All right, well, these are things that are very important, and the faith is the absence of doubt. Faith,
what?
The absence of doubt is faith.
Okay.
Faith, in other words, hope. Help us, what is hope? Fight that at the time.
Future but certain.
That's right. It's future but certain.
Hope is despair. Isn't it?
Yes, despair is absence. Hope. Charity. What will that be?
Agape love.
And all these things still stay. Not like these temporary gifts that go and pass when the Bible is completed. But all through every part of the Old New Testament, faith abides. What does abide mean? In the end of the attack?
It remains.
Remains, absolutely. Faith remains, hope remains, charity and love remain, all three. What's the greatest? That's it.
Charity.
Charity, the greatest, that's right. And love for those that, we've got to love those that are his own and genuine Christians. But also those that are lost and unbelievers. We don't fellowship with them, but we have to love them as God loved them. How many people does God love? The whole world. John 3:16, God's love the whole world. Now, by love, we just don't really tolerate what they do and what they say and what they believe. If they're lost and unbelievers, we should love them, try to win them to the Lord. Any other comments on that before we move on to chapter 14?
I like the definition, the great big long definition of love that that's here.
Mm-hmm.
With the little one and you down below. And have not charity, I have nothing. And I guess, why don't you read that to us?
I don't have it in my Bible.
Oh.
You can read it.
I didn't want to read it. I didn't want to take over the show.
Well, but you didn't read it.
I didn't take over the show. It's not a show.
And
the
show just came out.
You want to read it?
That's the name. The love of God for humanity, or love of one's fellow human being, an act of goodwill or affection, the feeling of goodwill, benevolence, kindness, or leniency in judging others, a voluntary giving of money or other help to those in need of money or help so given, and institution or other recipients of such help. In the King James Bible, charity is always a translation of the Greek word agape, a word that suggests unselfish, self-sacrificing concern.
All right, thank you very much. Let's pause and next surge it over. We'll take out chapter 14. Do you have any other comments or questions before we close it?
I think this is very interesting. Benevolence, kindness, or leniency in judging other leniency.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always have patience or whatever leniency means with others.
Good. Any other comments or questions we have before we close? Let us close in order of prayer. Our Father, we do thank you for the verses that you've given to us tonight to look at, to talk about, to be interested in. Take care of us, Lord. Continue to bless and use us. As we study this book of 1 Corinthians, many things we don't understand, we try our best. Lead us and guide us. Bring us back safely to the Lord's day, so we can listen to thy word, preach the word, study in the afternoon. Guide us and direct us in all we do. Help us to love thee and love thy Son, who gave himself for us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Thank you for coming.